Hi, this is Michael Osterlink, and I'm speaking with Commander Mark Devine, retired Navy SEAL and founder and head trainer at SEALFIT. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you as well.
You
have something called the Kokoro Camp. Can you tell us about
right.
the Kokoro Camp?
Yeah, the actual camp and the word Kokoro, and that's kind of the pronunciation we use, Kokoro, it means heart or warrior spirit or heart-centered spirit. It's a Japanese term, you know, from the warrior traditions. And we kind of chose that term for this program because it really captures the essence of what we do with the program, and that is to really train heart. And what I mean by that is I could probably explain that by describing the structure of the camp. The camp, you know, came out of my experiences in teaching mental toughness and also learning mental toughness myself as a Navy SEAL. In particular, you know, in the training program for the SEALs, there's a one-week period called Hell Week, and I think many listeners might be familiar with that week. It's, you know, 5 days of nonstop training, actually 5 nights, no sleep, 6 days of training, around the clock of hardcore physical, mental, team-oriented training and challenges. And a lot of that time is in and around the surf of, you know, Southern California, which, you know, contrary to what most people think, is actually not very warm. I mean, it's typically in the mid-60s, can get down in the high 50s during the winter. So there's some significant issues with hypothermia and just dealing with that kind of cold and the, you know, just the you know, just the challenges dealing with sleep deprivation and that type of stuff. And so the Kokoro Camp is a program that we developed initially for special operations candidates to prepare them for the rigors of their training programs. And very soon after we launched it in 2007, we noted that we had a lot of civilians, you know, regular folks, just like you, Michael, who said, I really want to do this. You know, I've always admired the SEALs and their training and the way they approach things and their mental toughness and their attitude and, you know, kind of that ethos. I want to learn from you guys. And it wasn't a path that I was able to take in my life, but I could have, perhaps. I'd love to test myself against that standard. Love to see if I've got what it takes. I want to see if I'm tough enough. And so we said, interesting. And we kind of debated it, and I came up with the decision that, you know, hey, why not? You know, everyone's got the right to go and try this and see how it goes. And it was very successful, and some of our best trainees have been, you know, guys and gals who just had no military or no interest in the military but have come and just poured their heart into this program. So structurally, the Kokoro Camp is a lot like Hell Week. It's just shorter. You know, you could look at it like the first 2.5 days of Hell Week. It's 50 hours of training, nonstop. And we, you know, there's a lot of endurance work, a lot of mental toughness. I guess, you know, one of the biggest differences, Michael, between Hell Week and what we do with the Kokoro Camp is that, you know, Hell Week is really, you know, kicking the nuts, and they just want you to quit, right? They literally are looking for that weak link, and they want to get those who, you know, can't handle a simulated combat environment and can't be a team player to get out of the program so they can get serious about training the rest. And so by the end of Hell Week, you know, a class of SEAL candidates who maybe started at 200 people 6 weeks before, you might be down to like 60 or 50 at the end of Hell Week. And then those 50 people, they get real serious about training for the rest of the 6 months that they're working together. So the difference between us is that we take you know, maybe 20 people or 30 people into the camp, and we want them all to succeed, and we want to teach them the principles that allowed those 50 in the SEAL training to succeed. Do you see what I'm getting at? It's like we want you to be standing at the end with the skills and the knowledge and the internal experience of knowing that you can do this type of training and you can survive any ordeal like this, as if you were one of those 50 standing there at the end of Hell Week in the actual Navy SEAL program. Do we have people quit? Yes, we do. We typically have anywhere from 20 to 30% of the class quit, but that's in contrast to 80% of the SEAL program. Could we get 80% to quit? Absolutely. You know, we have people who try to quit who we will, you know, we'll talk them back into the program And they are ever so grateful for that by the end of the training because, you know, they've transformed and they found those aha moments that literally, you know, led them to a whole new way of seeing themselves and orienting themselves to the world. So if it sounds like I'm passionate about this program, Michael, it's absolutely, utterly true. I mean, I am humbled every time we run a Kokoro camp by the amount of effort and heart that the trainees put into it and by the transformation that we see. And it's a transformation that keeps on unfolding month after month after month. And sometimes I get emails a full 2 years later. In fact, while I was on this call with you, I got a call on my cell phone from one of our 2010 Kokoro graduates, a guy named Eric Larson. I believe you and he were in the same class together. Am I right?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and he was the guy from CrossFit Aspen who was the fire in the belly training and just became a lifetime kind of convert, I guess you'd say, to the SEAL Fit way. So, wow, man, I just went off on a huge, huge tangent there talking to you about the Kokoro camp.
Thanks, Mark. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.